The Student Services Building is a 35,000-square-foot facility that will house every department a student could need: admissions, the registrar, financial aid, counseling, the cashier, and more. Ground was broken in 2011. After several delays, the building was to open this past fall. UH Hilo Community Relations Manager Jerry Chang explains why he was told it did not.
The issue is with the interior doors, with the force required to open the doors. UH Hilo's disability service staff found that it exceeded the 5-pound requirements and was almost 10 pounds to open those doors.
The Americans with Disabilities Act requires doors that can be opened with just 5 pounds of resistance. Chang says the university's capital improvements project staff on Oahu told him the doors were in compliance with the law and that the upgrade was voluntary.
Since UH has students with disabilities, the decision was made to replace the doors to be in complete compliance with the new ADA regulations.
But the ADA requirement for 5 pounds of resistance goes back to 1991 and remains in the most recent version of the law passed in 2010. At this point, Chang says new doors have been ordered. The cost to purchase and install them before the fall 2014 semester is $227,000. Chang now says he'll explore further exactly how the University of Hawaii at Hilo ended up with doors that meet none of the existing ADA regulations and who exactly is responsible. This is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.